Bob Resnick did a very nice setup of what I'm about to do, and that's to talk about something called autotext that we use in, that you can use in Word and Outlook. As Bob said, he came a few months ago for some training at the Carroll Center, and one of the questions he had was he had heard of this thing called autotext. It sounded familiar, sounded interesting to him. I had never heard of it, and together we sort of figured out what this is. And it's really nice, an easy thing to use, and I use it every day. So it's basically, I think, like setting up a little macro. So let's say you have something that you want to type because, you know, something you type, you know, many times a day, or it's sort of a long thing, and you just want to assign it something very short to spit it out. So Bob said that I had written a book, and sometimes people ask me, what's the name of your book? And it's a very long title, and half the time I forget the name of the title. So I assigned just a few characters, which are the letters book, B-O-O-K. So I'll do that now.
B-O-O-L.
Oh, sorry, got to spell that right.
Okay.
And now if I hit F3, it spits it out, and it goes down to the next line. I'll up arrow.
Format your Word documents with JAWS and NVDA : A guide for students and professionals.
So, you know, think of things that, you know, are sort of long or things that you type with some frequency, and you can really speed things up. People might ask me also, where do you find that book? And I can't remember the web address. You know, it's one of those HTTP gibberishy type things. So I signed it URL.
URL.
And I'll hit F3.
F3.
And I'll up arrow.
Link http://www.ndp.org/x/ndp/word-format.h.
We won't say the whole thing, but trust me, that's right.
Link.
One last example, and I'll show you now how you actually set these up. Like you, I write many emails every day, and I usually end them with like thanks, comma, and next line David, or regards, comma, and the next line David. And when I do thanks, comma, David, half the time I make it a capital H and it's a pain in the butt, and I do it 5 or 10 times a day. So instead I just assign the letter, let me make sure I'm at the end bottom here.
Enter.
I simply assign it the letter T.
T.
And I hit F3.
F3. David. Thanks. David.
Okay. So, I mean, think of all the little things that you write many, many times a day. And they might be short things, they might be long things, but stuff that you don't want to type all the time, and you can save yourself a little bit of time with this thing called autotext. And again, this is usable in Word when you're editing documents, or in Outlook in the message body. It doesn't work for like addressing messages or the subject field. So how do we set this up? Let me get rid of all the text that I've got in here.
Selected. Format your Word document. Land.
Okay. So I'll use the example of Massachusetts Commission for the Blind. So I'm going to write that out.
MASSACHUSETTSFFCONNISSIONSMACEOR/THEBLIND.
Okay.
Home. M. Mike.
Okay. And now, next thing, I'll just select the text.
Selected. Massachusetts Commission for the Blind.
Okay. And remember I told you F3 will read something, but if you do Alt F3, we'd use Alt F3 to assign a shortcut to it, or a abbreviation or whatever.
Alt F3, create new building block, name, colon, edit, combo, Massachusetts Commission, to set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
So you get in a little edit field where it says create a building block, and I'll just type in MCB.
MCB.
And enter.
Edit.
I'll just go to a new document.
Control N. Document 2-word, print view, edit.
I'll type in MCB, and by the way, it's not case sensitive, so that doesn't matter.
MCB.
And hit F3.
F3. Massachusetts Commission for the Blind.
And there you go.
That's awesome.
Okay. Very, very nice. Super easy. A couple other little things. Let's say I wanted to edit that. I'll change the Massachusetts to just Mass.
Massachusetts Commission.
Oh, how'd that happen?
Home. Massachusetts Commission.
Oh, my goodness. That's a good reason to want to edit it. I called it Massachusetts Commission without a space between the Massachusetts and Commission.
Home.
I didn't do that on purpose. So anyway, I'll put the space in, and I'll still just change Massachusetts to Mass.
MASSACHUSETTS Massachusetts selected.
So I'm just getting rid of Massachusetts and changing it to Mass.
MASS.
Make sure I got a space.
S C, chart space, space S, Sierra.
Now I do.
Home, M, Mike.
I'll just reselect it.
Selected, mass commission for the blind.
Okay. I'll do that Alt F3 I did before.
Upper ribbon, ribbon, home tag, the change ribbon is escape, leaving menus, leaving ribbons, edit, escape.
You have to hold Alt F3 down together because I didn't do that.
Top of five, mass commission, selected, mass commission for the blind.
I'll do Alt F3.
Alt F3, create new building block, name colon, edit combo, mass commission, to set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
And I'll type MCB again because it was MCB before.
MCB.
And hit enter.
Create new building block, Microsoft Word dialog. Do you want to redefine the building block entry? Yes button to activate, press spacebar, Alt plus Y.
I'll spacebar to agree to that.
Space. Document 2-Word.
I'll open a new document just
Control
for the
N.
sake of it.
Document 3-Word. Print view. Edit.
I'll type MCB again.
MCB.
And I'll do F3 and hopefully I got it right.
F3. Mass commission for the blind.
And there you go. So, very, very simple, easy thing to do. Figured it out with Bob. And there's a not a whole lot more to it than that. I'll take you... You don't really need to know this, but just for the fun of it, I'll take us into the guts of where you find all of this in Word. Because let's say, I don't know, let's say for whatever reason, I want to delete this. It's buried sort of deep into the Insert tab. So I'll hit Alt to open the ribbons.
Upper ribbon, ribbon, home tag, the change ribbon, use left or right arrows to navigate the current ribbon.
I'll right arrow once to the Insert tab.
Insert tab, the change ribbon, use left or right arrows to navigate the current ribbon.
And I could tab about 20 or 30 times, but you know, when you're in a lower ribbon, you can move more quickly by group by doing control right arrow. So I'll go to where I think I remember more or less it was.
Menu, pages, submenu, table, submenu, alt, follow, illustrations, pick, add, dash, ins, get, at, media, online, video, menu, link, submenu, to move, comments, comment button, menu, header, submenu, to move, text box, submenu, alt, follow.
I think I'm near it. Let me tab.
Quick parts submenu, alt followed by N, Q.
Yeah, quick parts, sort of a strange name, but here it is, quick parts. The shortcut, if you ever wanted to get there, was Alt N for the insert tab, and Q, I'll hit enter.
Menu, leaving menus, auto text submenu, alt followed by N, Q, A.
And here's the auto text submenu, Alt N, Q, A, and in here, let me hit enter.
Auto text list box, general 136 button, navigate with left and right, up and down arrow keys.
And here are listed all of these little auto text shortcut thingers that I've done. Heard it say 136. There I just put in, I made that 136 Holly Tree Road, next line Stoughton, Massachusetts, 02072, etc. My, you know, just my contact information. I'll down arrow to Mass Commission, MCB. Unfortunately, you can't first letter, so you have to down arrow. They're alphabetical.
B grid, book, 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 BS, CC, CC, D grid, D dear, David, DK, E grid, U grid, FF, Flint grid, Flint grid, FS, G grid, GC, GD, GR, HD grid, D grid, 26 of 44.
As you may see, I went nuts on this when I first did it. Okay, I put in lots of different things. I'll tell you in a minute what I thought actually is useful here and not useful, but.
HH grid, 27 of 44.
I'm looking for MCB.
HM grid, HR, I grid, E grid, J grid, MC, B grid, MCB grid, 33 of 44.
There's MCB, and if I wanted to delete it, after I've landed on it, I'll just hit my delete. No, I don't hit my delete key here. Let me see.
Land.
No, I don't hit my delete key, but I tab.
B grid, 34 of 44.
Oh, wait a minute.
MCB grid, 33 of 44.
See, I don't do this often. You land on it, you hit your applications key.
Applications, C, menu, insert a current document position. To move through items, press up or down arrow, C.
And if I up arrow, I think there is a delete button of some sort here.
Add gallery, the quick, organize and delete, dot, 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 O.
Organize and delete. I hit enter on that.
Document 3-word, list view, MCB auto text general, normal, dot, dot, insert content only, 4 of 285. To move the items, use the arrow keys, menu, leaving menus. Building blocks organizer, list view, BS auto text general, HM auto text, BS auto text, MCB auto text, edit properties, dot, 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 button. Delete button to activate,
okay.
Press space bar, Alt.
And I had to tab, and then there's a delete button.
Space, building blocks organizer, Microsoft Word dialog. Are you sure you want to delete the selected building block? No button to activate, press space bar, yes button, space.
And now it's
document 3-word, delete is escape.
Now if
edit.
I typed MCB and did F3, nothing would happen. So, that's a quick little thing. I just wanted to show that to you. Like I say, when I first learned this, I went nuts. I thought of every possible thing I could do and so on and so forth. And as it turns out, what I use this for most commonly is just what I said there, maybe addressing emails to colleagues at work. Like, I'll make Hi Dina, HD. Hi Heather, HH. Hi Bruce, HB. But then also, like I said, the thanks and the regards. And I use those ones 10 times a day. This, the book thing, you know, how many times do people ask me about the book? You know, if I was a much more of a best-selling author, it would be 100 times a day, but it's more like once every 3 weeks or so. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you, a very nice, simple little tool that you can use every day. Again, it's in Outlook and it's in Word. You have to be in Word to define these things for Word, and then you have to be in Outlook to define them for Outlook. You can't sort of jointly do them. There is a file buried way down in your user folder somewhere that collects all of these, and you can actually go find it and, you know, copy and paste it to other places. For example, I use a work computer and I use a computer at home. So I might change it every now and then at my home computer. Then I'll, you know, go find that file and copy and paste it into my work computer. So you can make it so that you don't have to redo it every time, but that's quite a little file path there. But if all you want to do is, you know, simply define a few of these in Word, define a few in Outlook, it's just really that, you know, type your text, select it, Alt F3, designate some short little thing for it, and then, you know, type that short little thing, hit F3, and that spits it out. So,
now, David, how far does this go back in terms of, like, what versions of Word or Outlook? Does this go back to, like, you know, Word 2010, or does it start with, like, Word 20?
I don't really know. I know definitely 2016. I don't know how far earlier. My guess it would be pretty far back.
Yeah.
But with whatever version you have, just try it. Try creating something with that Alt F3, mm-hmm. and it will either work or it won't work. My guess is it probably went back fairly far, but I don't know. Definitely 2016.
There's a similar thing on the iPhone that you can do. I know I have one for, if I type IAM in a text message, it automatically types, "I'm a blind man with a cane." You can imagine that I might use that if I'm scheduling a Lyft ride, so they know I'm not a blind man with a dog. Unfortunately, but
I've heard of that. You know, other than like addresses, it's like I just find it easier to dictate.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, in the phone.
Yeah.
Sort of memorize the same thing every time I do an Uber.
So, David, if you're in Outlook when you do this, would you be in a new message?
And you need to be again in the body of the message. These don't work in the subject field, and they don't work for addresses.
It's like it's the same principle as making macros.
These are just like little mini macros.
That's very cool.
You know, you can do it for like short pieces of text, like short pieces of text, like I've done. You could do it, you know, if you're the person who puts out the, you know, the monthly Vibug notice, you could do all of those paragraphs if you want and just put in a couple of letters. I mean, what you do, of course, is probably just get an old email from a month ago and you just copy and paste that one in. But, you know, you could do it for something very big if you wanted to, like, you know, a meeting announcement that you do on a regular basis. Whatever you can think of, you can use this for.
So
the trick is remember those keys after you type them there.
Mm-hmm. You have to go looking for them.
Well, even when I was first going whole hog on this, I actually put together a little Word file where I just, you know, wrote, you know, like MCB and then underneath it what that thing stood for. When I went in to where we just deleted MCB, it's not very helpful or very time-consuming. You can go in there and find out for each one, what did I type? But it's very, very time-consuming to do that.
It seemed a lot of steps to get to that organizer.
Yeah, well, it was actually, if you could remember Alt-N-Q-A, boom, then you're right in there. Anyway, that's AutoText.
Thank you, David. That's great.
David, can I ask two questions, please?
Yes.
Will this thing respect the font
as you record it, so if you paste it into a different document that had a different font, will it change the font to what the document was using previously, or does it keep the font as recorded?
That is a very good question, and I think you when you spit it in there, you do need to check that, and I think it's pretty much going to put it in as I think it would put it in the font that you happen to be in when you create it. So that's a good question.
You have to look.
Yeah.
The other way, I'm assuming that F3 is not reserved by JAWS, something else for other purposes.
No. Not when you're in an edit field in Word or in Outlook. Can I, let me just, if we have a moment, do you want me to just check what's going on with what you just said about the font? Because that is a important piece of information. You could be a great quick typist, and then you make yourself look silly. So let me see.
Escape, blank, mass commission for the blind.
So I'm gonna get out, I will go in a blank new document.
Control N. Document 4-word, print view, edit.
Okay, and let's just see what my default font is right now. And you can find out your default font by just going into a brand new document and doing insert F.
11-point, default, delivery, normal style, line spacing, colon, single, paragraph, formatted, colon, aligned left, outline level, colon, body text.
Okay, so I'm going to, one that I have, well, T for thanks, David. Thanks, comma, David.
T. F3. David, thanks.
I'll do an insert F.
11-point, default, delivery, normal style, line spacing, colon, single, paragraph, formatted, colon, aligned left, outline level, colon, body.
Okay. Let me go create a new document and change the font and see what happens when I bring that in there. See what happens.
Control N. Document 5-word. Print view. Edit. JFJFLD.
Let's make a bunch of checks there.
Selected. Control D. Font colon edit. Less body. Type of text. Alt AR. Arabic typesetting. Arial.
I'll change this to Arial 12-point.
Font style. Size colon. Edit combo. 11. Descent of value. 1. 2. Edit.
Okay.
Enter.
Now let me see.
12-point default Arial normal style line spacing.
Okay, so that's definitely format. That's definitely the font for this document. Now I'll. No, I haven't done the. Let me put one in right now. So I'll just do T for thanks, David.
T. F3. David, thanks.
So there's thanks. I'll do an insert F now.
11-point, default, delivery, normal style, line spacing, colon, six.
So there's your answer.
That's
yep.
What I was afraid of. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Well, you have to watch out for that. But again, if
I'd only use it in context where it wouldn't make a difference.
Right.
But you do have to check it. You got to make sure that your style and font attributes are what
yeah.
you really
so
want.
So if I am writing a Word document. That has my default font in it, then this would work. Probably don't start this process that we're doing for defining them in a file where you already got a funky font going on there or something like that. Mm-hmm. Bob Resnick did a very nice setup of what I'm about to do, and that's to talk about something called auto text that we use that you can use in Word and Outlook. As Bob said, he came a few months ago for some training at the Carroll Center, and one of the questions he had was he had heard of this thing called auto text. It sounded familiar. I mean, sounded interesting to him. I had never heard of it, and together we sort of figured out what this is. And it's really nice and easy thing to use, and I use it every day. So it's basically, I think, like setting up a little macro. So let's say you have something that you want to type because something you type many times a day, or it's sort of a long thing, and you just want to assign it something very short to spit it out. So Bob said that I had written a book, and sometimes people ask me, what's the name of your book? And it's a very long title, and half the time I forget the name of the title. So I assigned just a few characters, which are the letters book. B-O-O-K. So I'll do that now.
B-O-O-L.
Oh, sorry. Got to spell that right.
K.
And now if I hit F3.
F3.
It spits it out, and it goes down to the next line. I'll up arrow.
Format your Word documents with JAWS and NVDA : A guide for students and professionals.
So, think of things that, are sort of long or things that you type with some frequency, and you can really speed things up. People might ask me also, where do you find that book? And I can't remember the web address. You know, it's one of those HTTP gibberishy type things. So I signed it URL.
URL.
And I'll hit F3.
F3.
And I'll up arrow.
Link http://www.ndp.org/x/ndp/word-format.h.
We won't say the whole thing, but trust me, that's right.
Link.
One last example, and I'll show you now how you actually set these up. Like you, I write many emails every day, and I usually end them with like thanks, comma, and next line David, or regards, comma, and the next line David. And when I do thanks, comma, David, half the time I make it a capital H and it's a pain in the butt, and I do it 5 or 10 times a day. So instead I just assign the letter. Let me make sure I'm at the end bottom here.
Enter.
I simply assign it the letter T.
T.
And I hit F3.
F3. David. Thanks. David.
Okay. So, I mean, think of all the little things that you write many, many times a day. And they might be short things, they might be long things, but stuff that you don't want to type all the time. And you can save yourself a little bit of time with this thing called auto text. And again, this is usable in Word when you're editing documents. Or in Outlook, in the message body. It doesn't work for like addressing messages or the subject field. So how do we set this up? Let me get rid of all the text that I've got in here.
Selected, format your Word document, blank.
Okay, so I'll use the example of Massachusetts Commission for the Blind. So I'm gonna write that out.
MASSACHUSETTSFFCONISSIONSPACEOR SPACEPHEBLIND.
Okay.
Oh, M, Mike.
Okay, and now, next thing, I'll just select the text.
Selected, Massachusetts Commission for the Blind.
Okay, and remember I told you F3 will read something, but if you do Alt F3, we'd use Alt F3 to assign a shortcut to it, or an abbreviation or whatever.
Alt F3, create new building block, name, colon, edit, combo, Massachusetts Commission, to set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
So you get in a little edit field where it says create a building block, and I'll just type in MCB.
MCB.
And enter.
Edit.
I'll just go to a new document.
Control N. Document 2-word. Preview. Edit.
I'll type in MCB, and by the way, it's not case sensitive, so that doesn't matter.
MCB.
And hit F3.
F3. Massachusetts Commission for the Blind.
And there you go.
That's awesome.
Okay. Very, very nice. Super easy. A couple other little things.
Home.
Let's say I wanted to edit that. I'll change the Massachusetts to just Mass.
Massachusetts Commission.
Oh, how'd that happen?
OM4, Massachusetts Commission.
Oh my goodness, that's a good reason to want to edit it. I called it Massachusetts Commission without a space between the Massachusetts and Commission.
Oh.
I didn't do that on purpose. So anyway, I'll put the space in and then I'll still just change Massachusetts to Mass.
MASSACHUSETTS. Massachusetts, selected.
So I'm just getting rid of Massachusetts and changing it to Mass.
MASS.
Make sure I got a space.
SC, sharp space, S.
Now I do.
Mike.
I'll just reselect it.
Selected, Mass Commission for the Blind.
Okay. I'll do that Alt F3 I did before.
Upper ribbon, home tag, the change ribbon, disk, escape, leaving ribbons, edit, escape.
You have to hold Alt F3 down together because I didn't do
Top
that.
Top Mass Commission, selected, Mass Commission for the Blind.
I'll do Alt F3.
Alt F3, create new building block, name, colon, edit, combo, Mass Commission, to set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
And I'll type MCB again because it was MCB before.
MCB.
And hit enter.
Create new building block, Microsoft Word dialog. Do you want to redefine the building block entry? Yes button to activate, press spacebar, Alt plus Y.
I'll spacebar to agree to that.
Space. Document 2-word.
I'll open a new document just
Control
for the sake of it.
Document 3-word. Print view. Edit.
I'll type MCB again.
MCB.
And I'll do F3 and hopefully I got it right.
F3. Mass Commission for the Blind.
And there you go. So, very, very simple, easy thing to do. Figured it out with Bob. And there's not a whole lot more to it than that. I'll take you. You don't really need to know this, but just for the fun of it, I'll take us into the guts of where you find all of this in Word. Because let's say for whatever reason, I want to delete this. It's buried sort of deep into the Insert tab. So I'll hit Alt to open the ribbons.
Upper ribbon, ribbon, home tag, to change ribbon, use left or right arrows to navigate the current ribbon.
I'll right arrow once to the Insert tab.
Insert tab, to change ribbon, use left or right arrows to navigate the current ribbon.
And I could tab about 20 or 30 times, but you know, when you're in a lower ribbon, you can move more quickly by group by doing Control right arrow. So I'll go to where I think I remember more or less it was.
Menu, pages, submenu, table, submenu, alt, follow, illustrations, pick, add, dash, ins, get, at, media, online, video, menu, link, submenu, to move, comments, comment button, menu, header, submenu, to move, text box, submenu, alt, follow.
I think I'm near it. Let me tab.
Quick parts, submenu, alt, follow, I, n, q.
Yeah, quick parts, sort of a strange name, but here it is, quick parts. The shortcut, if you ever wanted to get there, was alt, n for the insert tab, and q, I'll hit enter.
Menu, leaving menus, auto text submenu, alt followed by N, Q, A.
And here's the auto text submenu, alt N, Q, A. And in here, let me hit enter.
Auto text list box, general 136 button, navigate with left and right, up and down arrow keys.
And here are listed all of these little auto text shortcut thingers that I've done. Heard it say 136. There I just put in, I made that 136 Holly Tree Road, next line Stoughton, Massachusetts, 02072, etc. My, you know, just my contact information. I'll down arrow to Mass Commission, MCB. Unfortunately, you can't first letter, so you have to down arrow. They're alphabetical.
B grid, book, BS, CC, D grid, D dear, David, DK, E grid, U grid, FF, Flint grid, FS, G grid, GC, GD, GR, A, HD grid.
As you may see, I went nuts on this when I first did it. Okay, I put in lots of different things. I'll tell you in a minute what I thought actually is useful here and not useful. But
HH grid, 27
I'm looking
to 44.
For MCB.
HM grid, HR, I grid, E grid, J grid, MC, B grid, MCB grid, 33 of 44.
There's MCB. And if I wanted to delete it, after I've landed on it, I'll just hit my delete. No, I don't hit my delete key here. Let me see.
Land.
No, I don't hit my delete key, but I tab.
B grid, 34 of 44.
Oh, wait a minute.
MCB grid, 33 of 44.
See, I don't do this often. You land on it, you hit your applications key.
Applications, C, menu, insert a current document position. To move through items, press up or down arrow, C.
And if I up arrow, I think there is a delete button of some sort here.
Add gallery, the quick, organize and delete, .. O.
Organize and delete. I hit enter on that.
Document 3-words, list view, MCB auto text general normal .. Insert content only, 4 of 285. To move the items, use the arrow keys, menu, leaving menus. Building blocks organizer, list view, BS auto text general, HM auto text, BS auto text, MCB auto text, edit properties .. Button, delete button to activate,
okay.
Press space bar, alt.
And I had to tab and then there's a delete button.
Space, building blocks organizer, Microsoft Word dialog, are you sure you want to delete the selected building block? No button to activate, press space bar, yes button, space.
And now it's
document
gone.
3-words, delete is to escape.
Now if edit. I typed MCB and did F3, nothing would happen. So, that's a quick little thing. I just wanted to show that to you. Like I say, when I first learned this, I went nuts. I thought of every possible thing I could do and so on and so forth. And as it turns out, what I use this for most commonly is just what I said there, maybe addressing emails to colleagues at work, like I'll make hi Dina, comma, HD, hi Heather, comma, HH, hi Bruce, comma, HB, but then also, like I said, the thanks and the regards, and I use those ones 10 times a day. This, the book thing, you know, how many times do people ask me about the book? You know, if I was a much more of a best-selling author, it would be 100 times a day, but it's more like once every 3 weeks or so. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you, a very nice, simple little tool that you can use every day. Again, it's in Outlook and it's in Word. You have to be in Word to define these things for Word, and then you have to be in Outlook to define them for Outlook. You can't sort of jointly do them. There is a file buried way down in your user folder somewhere that collects all of these, and you can actually go find it and, you know, copy and paste it to other places. For example, I use a work computer and I use a computer at home. So I might change it every now and then at my home computer. Then I'll, you know, go find that file and copy and paste it into my work computer. So you can make it so that you don't have to redo it every time, but that's quite a little file path there. But if all you want to do is, you know, simply define a few of these in Word, define a few in Outlook, it's just really that, you know, type your text, select it, Alt F3, designate some short little thing for it, and then, you know, type that short little thing, hit F3, and that spits it out. So
now, David, how far does this go back in terms of like what versions of Word or Outlook? Does this go back to like Word 2010, or does it start with like Word 20?
I don't really know. I know definitely 2016. I don't know how far earlier. My guess it would be pretty far back.
Yeah.
But with whatever version you have,
just try it.
Try creating something with that Alt F3, mm-hmm. and it will either work or it won't
yeah.
work. My guess is it probably went back fairly far, but I don't know. Definitely 2016.
There's a similar thing on the iPhone that you can do. I know I have one for if I type IAM in a text message, it automatically types I'm a blind man with a cane. You can imagine that I might use that if I'm scheduling a Lyft ride, so they know I'm not a blind man with a dog, unfortunately. But
I've heard of that. You know, other than like addresses, it's like I just find it easier to dictate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in the phone.
Yeah.
Sort of memorize the same thing every time I do an Uber.
So, David, if you're in Outlook when you do this, would you be in a new message?
And you need to be, again, in the body of the message. These don't work in the subject field, and they don't work for addresses. Mm-hmm.
It's like it's the same principle as making macros.
These are just like little mini macros.
Simple.
That's very cool.
You know, you can do it for like short pieces of text, like short pieces of text, like I've done. You could do it, you know, if you're the person who puts out the, the monthly Vibug notice. You could do all of those paragraphs if you want, and just put in a couple of letters. I mean, what you do, of course, is probably just get an old email from a month ago, and you just copy and paste that one in. But you know, you could do it for something very big if you wanted to, like a meeting announcement that you do on a regular basis. Whatever you can think of, you can use this for.
So
the trick is remember those. Those keys after you type them there. Mm-hmm.
You have to go looking for them.
Well, even when I was first going whole hog on this, I actually put together a little Word file where I just wrote like MCB and then underneath it what that thing stood for. When I went in to where we just deleted MCB, it's not very helpful or very time consuming. You can go in there and find out for each one what did I type, but it's very very time consuming to do that. Yeah, well, it was actually, if you could remember, Alt-N-Q-A, boom, then you're right in there. Anyway, that's AutoText.
Thank you, David. That's great.
David, can I ask two questions, please?
Yes.
Will this thing respect the font as you record it? So if you paste it into a different document that had a different font, will it change the font to what the document was using previously, or does it keep the font as recorded?
That is a very good question, and I think you when you spit it in there, you do need to check that, and I think it's pretty much going to put it in as I think it would put it in the font that you happen to be in when you create it. So that's a good question.
You have to look.
Yeah.
The other way, I'm assuming that F3 is not reserved by JAWS, something else for other purposes.
No. Not when you're in an edit field in Word or in Outlook. Can I, if we have a moment, do you want me just check what's going on with what you just said about the font? Because that is a important piece of information. You could be a great quick typist and then you make yourself look silly. So let me see.
Escape, blank, mask omission for the blind.
So I'm gonna get out, I will go in a blank new document.
Control N. Document 4-word, print view, edit.
Okay, and let's just see what my default font is right now. And you can find out your default font by just going into a brand new document and doing insert F.
Okay. 11 points, default on default, delivery, normal style, line spacing, colon, single, paragraph, formatted, colon, aligned left, outline level, colon, body text.
Okay, so I'm going to, one that I have, well, T for thanks, David. Thanks, comma, David.
T. F3. David, thanks.
I'll do an insert F.
11 points, default on default, delivery, normal style, line spacing, colon, single, paragraph, formatted, colon, aligned left, outline level, colon, body.
Okay, let me go create a new document and change the font and see what happens when I bring that in there. See what happens.
Control N. Document 5-word, print view, edit. JFJLD.
Let's make a bunch of checks there.
Selected. Control D. Font colon edit. Less body. Type of text. Alt A R. Arabic type setting. Arial.
I'll change this to Arial 12 point.
Font style. Size colon edit combo 11. The center value 1, 2. Edit.
Okay.
Edit. Blank. Enter.
Now let me see.
12 point. Default on default. Arial. Normal style. Line spacing.
Okay, so that's definitely. That's definitely the font for this document. Now I'll, no, I haven't done the, let me put one in right now, so I'll just do, you know, T for thanks, David.
T, F3, David, thanks.
So there's thanks. I'll do an insert F now.
11 points, default on default, delivery, normal style, wow. Line spacing, colon, six.
So there's your answer. Yep.
I was afraid of.
Okay, well, you have to watch out for that, but again, if,
I'd only use it in context where it wouldn't make a difference, right. But
yeah.
You do have to check it. You've got to make sure that your style and, you know, font attributes are what you really
so
want.
So if, you know, if I am writing a Word document that has my default font in it, then this would work. Probably don't start this process that we're doing for defining them in a file where you already got a funky font going on there or something like that.
Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to continue on with what Jerry mentioned, that this is also available on the iPhone. And I use it like for my email addresses because they're not easy to dictate, things like that. So, you know, if I want to use it for that. And if anybody's interested, that is under settings, general keyboard, and then text replacement. There you can do it, and it's pretty, you know, easy to to understand.
I mean, I don't use it myself. I mean, that's fine. I don't use it that myself that much for email messages addressing because, you know, usually when you get in the to field and you type one or two letters of somebody's address, you can plunk your finger in the middle and you'll find a lot of the recent addresses that you've used. Again, no reason not to use it. But
for instance, for my own email address, or you know, whenever something is hard to dictate, then...
Usually if you're logging into something where you need your username or something like that, that's where I use it myself. If you're logging in through Safari.
That would be good. Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. This is Judy. Could I ask a question?
Sure.
I think that was Maria talking. I wanted to ask her on the iPhone part. You know, I understood where you go in on the iPhone to say to start typing in your email address and it would fill it in. Now, similar to you, David, do you have to type in like, how do you set it up, Maria? Do you type in just like the first letter or its first two letters and then it automatically fills?
I haven't done it in a while, but there is a button under text replacement. So you press that button and then there's two fields that you have to, you know, the text that you really want to replace is one field, and then the next field is the shortcut for this. And then you just hit done or something like that. So I'm not exactly sure if it works that way, but it's under keyboard in general and then text replacement.
Awesome, thank you.
Sure. Jeffrey.
And thanks, David, that was really interesting.
Okay, thank you. Jeffrey, did you have two questions?
That was both of them.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else have questions for David?
Okay, remember auto text.
Yeah, very good. That's a great one.
F3 to spit it out. That's really all you have to remember.
Yeah.
All righty.
All right, I'm going to...